on top of a Smoky, all covered with snow. Why lost my true love by courting too slow? Now courting's a pleasure when parting's a grief. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. A thief will I rob you and take what you say. A false-hearted lover will send you to the grave. The grave will decay you and turn you to dust. Not one girl in a hundred that a poor boy can trust. Your horses and feed them some hay. Come sit down beside me as long as we stay. My horses ain't hungry, they want it to hay. So fare you well, darling, I'll be on my way. On top of a Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true love by courting too slow. Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true love by courting too slow. I lost my true love by courting too slow.
Now, thank you a lot. I can't figure out what's... Are we sounding loud enough and everything is a harmonies? Because usually before we do a show... Huh? Bless your heart, because... Well, I'm glad because you're a good listening audience. We sure appreciate that so much. We do. But we sort of got spoiled when we do the shows with the writers and stuff, you see. There's a lot of noise, but there wasn't no noise in here tonight. And was wondering, it scared us. We said, oh, we may not have been something right. We thought we was doing something wrong. But since you said that, damn, it makes us so happy, okay? We're gonna play twice as good on the rest of the parts, okay? Because we know where we are now, we know what kind of audience you are, and you're a good listener, audience person understands music, right? Bless God, bless you, and bless us too, okay? Thank you a lot. Did you introduce everybody, David? Did you introduce everybody a while ago? Okay, did you introduce me?
Yeah. Well, I already introduced John. Yeah. I introduced John for his tune. That's John Glick on the fiddle. And on the banjo, a friend of ours from Berkeley, California, Tom Stern.
Don't tell how good they are, though.
On the bass, we have a musician that we stole from a band from up in Vermont. We borrowed him, actually, called the Midnight Plowboys. This is Rick Linder. Give him a hand.
And on the guitar here, I got to say something about this, because about 2 years ago, the first show I did with the Riders, when me and the Greenbrier Boys, I don't know if any people remember the Greenbrier Boys, not when I was with, do you? Then we might do some of those songs now if you ain't careful. Since you're such a good audience, since you give us such a good answer. But anyway, we'd like to do, I'd like to say something about Dave. Was about 2 years ago, I guess it was in Massachusetts. I know y'all know where Worcester, Massachusetts is, I think. Do you? Bless you. So I met the new Riders, and that's when I made a mistake one time. I said the wrong word. Anyway, the person that's really done a lot for bluegrass music, and not counting Jerry Garcia did too, he really did too, but David Nelson lays something on him. Appreciate it.
And this is somebody else on the mandolin here. This is, he's from the hills of Manhattan, New York.
Hey, you better make
sure. If you
sure
ask him.
No, you better make sure that's a lot of people.
Where he's really from is a place called Emery Gap, Tennessee.
And,
he's one of the original daddies of bluegrass music. He really is.
Thanks.
And,
you made me feel good, man.
And more than that, too. And his name is Frank Wakefield.
Thank you, Law. There's one more thing I got to say is last night when David said he's from the hills of Manhattan, New York, and the folks had never heard him or met me before the last show we did last night, they said, are you really from, they said, you don't talk like he's from New York. And I said, no, David, we're just kidding. Usually I say he's from the hills of Manhattan, right? And it don't make too much sense. Things that don't make sense is what's fun to me, right? Like playing good bluegrass music don't make sense, but it's fun. Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds reasonable.
That's something these educated fools, would you believe? All these fellas up here, he used to be a school teacher, Tom did.
A school teacher.
And can you imagine, the first time I met him, using these fancy words, I was scared talking, I swear I was. And John is too, he's a college graduate, Tom is. And also Rick, he's a college graduate too, and I'm the only one that went to the, I'm embarrassed, see, I swear I am. Actually,
if you don't finish up soon, they're going to be college graduates.
Damn, he always makes me feel good, but I went to third grade in school, and when I heard him talking, it scared me to death, especially when he said he was a school teacher, right? He learned, taught the eighth grade, I think, or college, wasn't it? There's something in college he taught.
Okay, we're going to do one of Frank's mandolin tunes. That he wrote in about 1952. It's one of the most popular bluegrass instrumentals. It's been recorded by a lot of bands. It's called New Camp Town Races.
Bless you. Is that too fast, sir?
No, that's
perfect. You ain't supposed to be on my side.